Texas A&M baseball was on the fast track back to the top of the charts, not only in the league but across the country. It's just a tribute to what Coach Rob Childress, Matt Deggs, Jeremy Talbot, and now Andy Sawyers have done with the program. Texas A&M has done some amazing things the last 2 years, and they continue to build, playing this weekend for a chance at winning a Big 12 championship. And that's exactly what Rob Childress came in here to do. I needed to look back at something I did during the summer as far as the year two comparisons between Baylor and Steve Smith and then Augie Garrido with the Texas Longhorns. But before we do that, I wanted to talk to you a little bit about what A&M's done in the last two seasons. Texas A&M is tied for the fourth most wins in the country during the past 2 years. They won the Big 12 tournament title last year, and now they're battling for the Big 12 regular season championship this year. So far in the last 2 years, North Carolina has won 97 ball games. Rice has won 92 ball games. Vanderbilt's won 90. Then you look at Texas A&M, they're tied with Florida State and Wichita State with 89 victories going into this weekend. So just terrific to see Texas A&M baseball get back to where it was. And, you know, it's due to the hard work that Rob Childress and the coaching staff have put in, the hard work that the players that they've recruited and inherited have put into turning this program around. I did stop something on what those previous years were between the Aggies and Baylor and Texas, and I just wanted to take a look back at it here in the podcast. In year two, A&M beat Baylor 3 out of 4 times. They were able to win one of the 4 games they played against the Longhorns. Won the Big 12 tournament championship. Baylor has never won a Big 12 tournament championship, and Steve Smith's now 2-6 against Rob Childress coached teams at Texas A&M and at Nebraska in the postseason. It took 5 years for Augie Garrido to win his first Big 12 tournament championship. A&M went to the Super Regionals. It took 5 years under Steve Smith to go to Super Regional play. And it took 4 years under Garrido, and that year they went to the College World Series. So that was something they were very, very proud about in year four. Won 48 games last year and sitting right now at 41 victories. It took 5 years for Smith to win it, and he's only done that once. That was in 1999. For Texas to win 48 games, it took 6 years before an Augie Garrido coach team would get up to the 48-win total. Texas A&M improved their record by 23 games last year. 17 games was the biggest turnaround for Steve Smith, and that happened in the 11th year that he turned the program around. 21 games is the biggest improvement in victory total for an Augie Garrido coached Texas team, and that happened in the 6th year that he was a head coach there. Texas A&M had 4 players drafted in the first 10 rounds. It took 6 years before Baylor had 4 players drafted in the first 10 rounds. It took 7 years for Augie Garrido to have that happen. Finished the season ranked as high as number 11 in the country. It took 5 years for that to happen at Baylor, and it took 4 years for that to happen at Texas. Had 3 All-Americans. It took Baylor's 4 years. It took Texas 5 years to have 3 All-Americans like Texas A&M had last year. Had a freshman All-American. Like A&M had one in Scotty Meagle last year. It took 3 years before Steve Smith had his first freshman All-American. And it took 3 years before Augie Garrido had his first freshman All-American there at the University of Texas. Now the fun stuff about the 2008 season. It took Steve Smith 5 years to finish in the top 2 in the league. They did that in 1998. It took 2 more years before they won their first Big 12 championship under Steve Smith. So that's 7 years right there. Texas, you look at what Augie Garrido did before he was able to win his first Big 12 championship. That first championship for Augie Garrido came 6 years into his tenure. And that was the first time that they ever finished in the top 2 in the league. So terrific performances so far for the Aggies, and we look to see it go even farther this year as Texas A&M tries to host not only regional play but super regional play, win a Big 12 championship, and meet the goals that they've set for this program to be the last team standing there in Omaha at the College World Series.